What is your area of expertise when it in regards to your life coaching?
So in regards to life coaching is mainly centered around your gift and your talent, which is where the business is based. So it's centered around focusing on your talent, focusing on your gift, focusing on your skill, focusing on what it is that you do best and sharing that particular gift and that skill with the world. So there's different parts of life coaching, but that's the part that I like to focus on is your talent and your gift, and then turning that into a business for a profit.
Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This is your favorite Jersey girl, Cher Renee, and this is the first episode, interview episode of season 5. In today's episode, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Miss Allison Harmon, and she and I have known each other since we were in Girl Scouts. So that's a throwback. But Allison is a fellow Jersey girl, and she has over 20 years of acting experience. She is the owner of Uplifted Talent and Production, also known as UTAP, and the mission of UTAP is to uplift and educate through the arts. Allison believes in using your talent for Christ to uplift the kingdom of God. Take a listen to this episode as we go down memory lane and discuss where her passion for the arts stemmed from. This episode is called Tapping Into Your Gifts. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Allison.
Hi, Shira.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. A little nervous because, you know, you the public speaking queen, so I got to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. But
No. You ready?
I love it. So first, tell the people who you are and all about UTAP.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. And I'm happy to be here to join you all on Blemished Beauty Podcast with Shira. I was excited when I got the invite email and I said, oh, yes, I would love to share some nuggets and some tips on my business and public speaking and something to help you grow and to expand. My name is Allison Harmon, and I am the owner of Uplifted Talent and Productions, also known as UTAP. And the slogan that I go by is You Tap Into Your Talent, You Tap Into Your Gift. Everybody has a talent and everybody has a gift. I'm an acting coach, public speaking coach, and a life coach.
I love it. So, yes. Okay, now with the life coaching thing, because you know, that's just like podcasting, that could be so broad. What is your area of expertise in regards to your life coaching?
So in regards to life coaching is mainly centered around your gift and your talent, which is where the business is based. So it's centered around focusing on your talent, focusing on your gift, focusing on your skill, focusing on what it is that you do best and sharing that particular gift and that skill with the world. So there's different parts of life coaching, but that's the part that I like to focus on is your talent and your gift, and then turning that into a business for a profit.
I love it. So what made you get into public speaking? Well, I know you personally, so I know that you've always been interested in like acting and stuff. Okay, so let me say a quick story really quick. So before growing up, me and Allison, we loved Sister Act, right?
Yes.
So
2.
You were supposed to reenact Sister Act 2. And we had this big thing, but it never really worked out. And we were super bummed about it. But we were so excited. Like the rehearsals, oh my God. Everybody was just so excited about it. And you really got to see Allison like really get geeked up over this acting stuff. And I was like, wow. And then, as you know, we grew up, you went to school and you went to school for communications.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Really doing her thing. So did you always know you wanted to do like public speaking and acting when you grew up, or did it just
Like you said, it started when we were younger. So I was in elementary school when I started acting for the first time, and it was a great experience because it was my fifth grade teacher who said, you know, on my report card, I always got, you're talkative and you're always out of your seat and you're always moving around the classroom. So I'm happy that, and thank God for teachers, but I'm happy that the teacher saw the excitement that I have to want to be up and speaking in front of people, to want to interact with the crowd and want to interact with people. So she decided to not only select me, but a couple of us from the school to go out to golf tournaments. And these major golf tournaments was the main funding for the school at the time. Yep. So we would put on a short performance. And at that time, it was a monologue. Well, not a monologue, but it was actually a poem. And I kind of turned it into a monologue because I acted out with rehearsals and everything from my teacher. But I remember going out, and it was Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. That was the poem. And I was dressed up as like an older person. Mind you, I'm only in like fifth grade, and I'm dressed up as an older person, and I'm portraying this character, and I'm saying this poem, Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. And the applause that I got at the end of the poem, people standing, and all I remember was just a whole bunch of people with khakis and polos on. different color polos, but they all had the same color pants, which was khaki. Mm-hmm. It was a golf tournament. And I remember everyone standing and cheering at the end, and they were like, that was so good. Oh, I love it. Oh, that was so great. Oh, I can't believe it. And I remember walking off the stage, and Sister Noreen, that was my teacher at the time, she said, Allison, you did such a good job. They want you to go back. They want you to do it again. I said, again? But I just did it already. She's like, no. They wanted to see you do it again. And I said, wow, okay. So I went back up there and I did the exact same thing again. And I got the same applause. And I remember riding back home in a car with her. And I was like, so Sister Noreen, if I wanted to do something like that, like as a job, like forever, what would you call it? And she was like, well, that's called acting. And I'm like, oh, so I would be an actor? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, like the people on TV and on stage. And she's like, yeah, you would be a professional actor. And that was when I was interested in acting.
I love it. So our school, we had those golf tournaments too. We didn't have those like plays or different things like that. But that's interesting that in fifth grade, because in fifth grade, you're still pretty young. You know, most of the time when you have those ideas of what you want to be when you grow up, it changes and it shifts.
Yes.
But for you, as you got older, it got stronger and stronger.
It did.
So it's like, okay, so what made you pivot into, okay, now I want to be an actor. So now I want to teach other people how to tap into their gifts and be a CEO and have your own business and, you know, take it a step further.
So what made me want to expand more on this is when I looked at acting, I looked at the foundation of acting, and I didn't get into that until I got more so into the later years of high school. And then, of course, when I went to school, I studied mass communications, but my concentration was in theater. So in taking my college courses, I realized that when you're acting, you're telling a story. You're working as a team player. There's someone's idea that idea came to mind. They wrote this idea down on paper, which is called the script, and then they handed that script to a casting director. This is the person who finds the creative talent to be able to help portray the character, to tell the story. And then now the actor has to tell that story and bring that story to life by understanding characters. So once I understood that, and I got into college and I said, wow, this is really a way that I can share not only my experiences, but the experiences that other writers have wrote down on paper. And I can tell stories with the skill of acting on stage, on camera, a commercial, right? There's so many different forms of acting. But as an actor, my job is to tell the story that the writer wrote. And I thought that, wow, this is awesome. It's really a skill and it's really a talent that I believe anybody can develop. Which I think is different than a gift, but
yeah. So speaking of gifts, segueing into that. So, you know, us growing up in the church, and they always say, you know, you got to use your gifts and different things like that. So did you incorporate some of that as well? Because, you know, we've always taught those things in Sunday school and all of that. So how do you add that component to when you're teaching your students to tap into their gifts? Because not only are they actors, but they can use their personalities as well to portray those roles that they're playing, which are also like their gifts. Like maybe somebody might be more compassionate than others. Mm-hmm. Somebody might be a little louder than another one. So like, how do you encourage your students to tap into their gifts?
So how I encourage my students to tap into their gifts is to first find out what is it that you're really good at? What is your purpose? What can you do on your worst day? And that's when I understood the difference between gift and talent. And yes, growing up in the church, my business is actually based off of Matthew 25:25. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth, and there it was buried. That's the scripture, Matthew 25:25. Now, in that scripture, the parable is talking about money specifically, right? So if you're given 10 cents, if you're given 50 cents, right? You want to take that and you want to multiply it. You don't want to bury it. You don't want to just sit. You want to invest into what you were already given. So that's where the gift falls in. For me, both not only for acting, but for edification. So my gift is exhortation. And exhortation is on my worst day. When I tell you it's the day where I'm like, I don't want to be here today. I don't feel like being bothered with nobody. It's like people are like, you know, you're always smiling. You're always encouraging. And I'm like, really? And I don't feel that way. So sometimes, and most of the times when you feel like you're at your lowest point, your gift is still at work. So it's something that you don't have to push to try to get across. It's natural. It's a part of you. And that's hard to try to find out what is it that comes natural for me. So when you read in the Bible, when you read in Corinthians about all of the different gifts that are given, you have spiritual gifts, but then you also have natural talents and abilities. My spiritual gift is exhortation, and that could also cross over into other areas like teaching and a couple others. So I encourage my students and my clients to focus on what do you do best? What is your purpose? What do you do on a day that it's the worst for you? What type of compliments do you normally get from people? Because sometimes other people will see things, they'll see a gift before you do, you know? Right. So, and that's not to say that they're telling you what it is, but sometimes we're hard on ourselves. And sometimes we don't give ourselves the chance to really just sit and reflect on conversations that you have or things that may happen, experiences that you go through, so that you can find out what is my gift? What is my purpose? Because remember, your gift is not for you. Your gift is for you to share with somebody else. That's the purpose of using your gift, is not for you to keep. So a lot of people know what their gift is, but then they're not sharing that. They're burying it. And that's why I started the business on Matthew 25:25. Don't bury your talent. Don't bury your gift. Share it.
I love that because we get focused on that word purpose, and that's always like a scary thing or overwhelming for people because they're like, I don't know my purpose. I don't know my purpose. I don't know. Because they think it's so much bigger than it really, really is. And it's like you said, you know, it's something that's just natural. Mm-hmm. Everything, God has given you everything pertaining to life and godliness. So everything that you need to survive, God has already given you. You just have to sit and really meditate on what it is that you've been given. So I love that you encourage them that way, because that gives them the opportunity to really think about, you know, what it is that they do best. And sometimes they'll just be so caught up with the day-to-day life that they don't even know. Right. So when you ask them that question, it makes them think, okay, well, a lot of people say I do this, or a lot of people say I do. And then that gives them another boost of confidence. So then when they do decide to do the acting, they're like, okay, well, I know I can do this. So let me just, it pours out when they're doing their skits and stuff. So I love that.
And that's the main purpose of when you're expanding and you're exploring different areas, you want to think to yourself and always ask yourself the question, okay, what can I do, or how can I help people? What can I do to help someone? How can I help someone that's not a burden for me, that's not too difficult for me to figure out? Like, are you a talker, right? Are you a person that just gives, right? Are you a giver? Are you a person that just listens? You know, just try to find out what works for you. What type of person are you? And that's where you start figuring out, okay, this is what I like, and this is what's more difficult for me to do. But your gift, they say your gift will make room for you, but your gift is something that definitely is something that you should be sharing with the world.
And this is why I love podcasting for me, because I feel like everybody, just because you have an opportunity to say something doesn't mean you should always say something. So when you are graced, and I always say this at the end of the show, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. When you are graced to have a platform, you know, or any arena where you're able to share with massive amount of people, you should always be very, very particular about what you put out. Right. Because you have the obligation to share what you know and to help someone else. Because like you said, it's not about us. It's about helping the other person. And sometimes when we go through things in life, people always assume like, oh, why is me? Why me? Why this? Why that? It's not about you. It's about what you need to learn in that moment, because somebody later on is going to come along your way, and you're going to have to be the person to teach them how to navigate out of this because of your experience. So I love that you went through what you went through, you know, growing up and getting excited and the passion, because now you get to teach other people how to be passionate about their gifts. Because like you said, when you were younger, your teacher said you were talkative. You use that as, okay, now my gift being talkative has made room for me to teach other people how to use that in a positive way and not negative. So you turned the what could be negative to some people, what could deter some people, because some people get quiet. Yeah, but you use that and you turned it around. So it's like, okay, now I get to teach other people. It's okay to be talkative, but put it in a positive way. What are you saying? You're talkative, but what are you saying? So make sure when you do talk, you have something positive to say. So I love that you you put this out into the world. And it's a fun fact about Allison. Allison is a twin, you guys. Yes. So that's a fun fact about Allison. Shout out to Aletha. You also
Let me just add this too, because I want, before we move and switch gears, I just want to say thank you for providing platforms like this to allow, because I think that what you're doing is great. It stretches the mind of people. So I know you talk a lot about love and grace and shining bright, but I think that when you listen to podcasts like this, you listen to the experiences of people, the questions that you have helps to provoke thinking, and it makes you to stretch your thinking, to open your mind, to think outside the box. And it's like, wow, I never really thought about that question. And then although someone is being interviewed and answering that question, the question still remains for you. So some of these questions that you're asking about, you know, your talent and your gift and your purpose, which you just mentioned, all of those things are things that we want people to think about once this ends, right? So what, how does that relate to me? How can I answer? What would be my answer to the question that she just asked? And that's what I really love about your podcast, Blemish Beauties, because a lot of us, we cover things up. You know, we cover up the scars. We don't want to show our scars, but our scars tell the story, and it helps to give people answers, right? Answers that they're looking for that may open up a door, and then they'll find other answers as they walk through that door. So.
Mm-hmm. I was doing what you do. I was sitting there and I was thinking, and I'm like, okay, I'm an analytical person, and I'm the type of person where I need to know. I'm nosy. You were talkative, I was nosy. So I just want to know things, right? So for me to want to know things, I feel like when I get something or I get a revelation about something, I don't want to hoarder it because it was hoarded to me growing up, and I went through a lot of different things because things weren't told to me. So I feel like it's my obligation now to share what I know with the masses, or to expound on my thought process. Like if we're talking about, like you said, purpose, gifts, we hear these words a lot, but nobody defines them. So I feel like with my platform, it's my obligation to define some of these things. That's why I say in the intro, to erase the norm and embrace the truth. So a lot of the normal way we have thought is wrong.
Right.
So now when you know better, it's time to do better. And when you do better, you're embracing the truth. So now we can show up in spaces happier, whole, healed, and we're able to not only get the information, apply it, and then teach it the right way to the next generation. Because, you know, our older generation, which is like our parents and grandparents, a lot of them didn't have these resources that we have. When people got sick, they didn't go to the doctor. They just took Robitussin and went to sleep.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like they carried these mental health issues with them until they passed on. Now we have podcasts to alleviate the stress because we can talk about it. We have therapy that people are welcoming now. You know, it wasn't like that for the previous generation. So now that we know better, it's definitely time for us to show up and do better for not just ourselves, but like you said, the next generation coming along, you know, our children and our children's children, and just to get it right. I feel like we owe that to the next generation because we didn't have that.
Right.
So I appreciate
and that's good. And that's good because I think that something else that I want to share is I know that you mentioned that when you started the podcast, you said, okay, well, I know, you know, I like to be nosy and I like to listen to what people say. And I like to find out and inquire more information because you get to learn from that. And then other people who are listening in get to learn from it. So that's how you started the podcast. And then you realize, well, this is something that I want to do, but there's some skills or some things I want to brush up on, which is when you reached out to me and said, okay, I want you to help me with the public speaking part a little bit more, right? And I say this because, and our sessions were awesome, but I say this because once you do find your talent, your gift, your skill, that doesn't mean it's the end all be all. Now I can just take the baton and just run. Right. Yeah. You're going to run into those moments, into those things where you're like, well, I'm not really so skilled in this area, but I'm not really so good at the marketing part. And I'm not really so good at this area. So you're still learning and you still may have to go out and partner with other people, collaborate with other people so that you can grow yourself. And I had to do the same thing. So not only did you come to me and say, okay, I want you to help me with this part with public speaking. For me, when I started the business, I was thinking of just acting and doing a production company. And I said, I took this, I can't remember the name of the course, but it's basically a public speaking course 101. And I took it in college. And I remember standing there with the paper in my hand, literally like shaking, like my hands were shaking, my palms were sweaty. And I'm like, how am I performing on campus in the theater down the street, like in tonight's performance and next week's performance, but I'm standing here talking in front of my classmates and I'm like a nervous wreck. What in the world is happening? And it didn't happen just the first time. It happened every time I had to get up and public speak in the public speaking class. So I knew, oh, this is an area that's kind of difficult for me. This is a little bit different. This is a little bit outside of my comfort zone. Why? Because public speaking and acting are the same, but they are also different. And the difference is when you're public speaking, you're not hiding behind a character. You're not telling someone else's story. You're speaking on behalf of yourself. It's you and the people. That's it. It's not like a scene and the props and costume and audience. So it is a slight difference. And it does take more of a skill to actually stand in front of a small group or large group of people. So I said, oh, I got to add this to my business and I have to work on this myself. And that's something that I did. So I added the public speaking portion into acting. So a lot of people, of course, when you see a lot of acting studios, you only hear just acting. You don't hear acting and public speaking, right? So they are two separate courses. It's two total separate curriculums that I've designed. However, it is a skill and it's also two different skills that can come together. Because of course, when you're on stage, you're talking to a group, but it's different when you're just public speaking or you're hosting an event or something along those lines. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in there when you mention coming up with, you know, your own idea of starting a podcast and sharing all of your thoughts. It doesn't mean that once you find that gift, that purpose, that talent, that now you just have everything you need and you're just going to go forth. It's always going to be something that you find along the way. Like, wait a minute, I didn't think I was going to feel this way. I didn't think this was going to happen. I need to work on this particular area. So
as you go, you grow, right? So it's like with podcasting. Okay. So like I started off with audio. So that's easy. I could be in my pajamas and I could do a whole episode and nothing. But then, you know, as we progress, okay, now I'm starting to network with other people and I'm starting to see that there's a video component to this. Okay, now what? So now we research that. Now it's all about, okay, now you have to get more equipment. That's you research that. So then now you have to get comfortable in front of the camera. Then, okay, with comfortable in front of the camera, now you have to dress a certain way because of aesthetics. You can't have certain clothes because it'll clash with the background. So it's like you said, it's always something to learn. And that's why you have to be passionate about what you're doing, because you'll just be like, all right, I'm not doing this. This is too much. But when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. It's like, okay, this is necessary. This is vital to help someone else. So I appreciate that you said that, and that you own your, you know, you own your craft and you took it to another level, because like you said, it's so many people that are offering acting, but this helps me step out because I also offer public speaking. So that's another nugget for someone else who was thinking about their purpose and their gifts. There's a million McDonald's like every block, but how are you going to stand out in the masses? Just like there's a million podcasters, there's a million acting coaches, but you are special because you offer public speaking. So you have to use what you have and then add your secret sauce, because that's what makes you special. And that's what will allow you to stand out against the rest. So I appreciate you. And I am going to give you a moment so you can tell the people how they can support you and join UTAP. And if they have any public speaking interest, to contact you and you can be their coach and all that good stuff. I'm gonna give you your solo now.
Yes, definitely. So definitely you can reach out to me via email at utaptoday@gmail.com. You can also go to the website, which is utaptoday.com, and that's all letters utaptoday.com. You can also find me on Facebook, UTAP Today, Instagram, UTAP Today. I'm also on LinkedIn, UTAP Today. You'll always type in UTAPTODAY and you'll find me. You can also just Google UTAP Today. There's a lot of information on the website, the services that I offer in acting, public speaking, and life coaching. But I just want you to remember, whenever you decide to start, start small. You don't have to start really big. Start small, and you can grow each and every day, each and every month, each and every year. You got this. Remember, the mission of UTAP is to uplift and educate through the arts, You tap into your talent. You tap into your gift. Everybody has a talent. Everybody has a gift.
I love it. I appreciate you so much for coming on and sharing your gift and your beautiful spirit with my listeners.
Thank you.
So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope you will go and support UTAP today because it is definitely something that you should look into. A lot of people don't really know too much about public speaking or the importance of owning your gifts and tapping into who you are so you can be the best version of yourself. And Allison does a really good job at coaching and motivating the masses. So make sure you go and support her. And as always, I want you to remember that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys, talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.